From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News. I'm Frank Hartzell. At the November 15th ceremony to celebrate the new Pudding Creek Bridge, speakers all praised Caltrans, the state's transportation agency, for a job well done. But Caltrans still has to get past a lot of historical controversy, and there's much more work to be done on the coast's bridges, which are the region's most imposing infrastructure. There are 10 tall and one short bridge on the Mendocino coast, past the Navarro River all the way to Westport. Caltrans wants to replace 2, but activists are still resisting. 4 don't need anything right now. Caltrans just widened and replaced the crumbling rails on the Pudding Creek Bridge at the north entrance to Fort Bragg, and there are 4 more bridges with the exact same problems that also need to be wider with new decks and new rails. After years of pushing bridge repairs in the face of strong activism in the first 15 years of the 20th century, Caltrans has moved back several local bridge projects and taken several off the schedule entirely. Many locals want the Hare Creek Bridge repaired and upgraded now. Caltrans has changed its mind on doing that right away. At the ribbon cutting for a redone Pudding Creek Bridge, Fort Bragg Police Chief Neil Cervanka said, "Total bridge closures are a potential nightmare for a chief." He praised the way Caltrans and the city and the hospital worked together to prepare for an isolation crisis that never came. But the crumbling and cracking on the Hare Creek Bridge is worse than it was on the Pudding Creek Bridge before the work started this spring. As far back as in 2010, Hare Creek Bridge has been prioritized for a major upgrade. Most recently, it was on the schedule for a rail upgrade project starting next summer, or at the latest the following year, but then the Hare Creek Bridge disappeared from the schedule. Instead, a 2-year upgrade of the Jack Peters Bridge at the northern entrance to the town of Mendocino began recently with the installation of towering 80-foot steel utility poles to carry all the wires up and away from the bridge. Caltrans spokesman Manny Machado said the poles are temporary to be removed after the project completes in late 2025. The real work begins next summer. Jamie Mattioli, Caltrans corridor manager, said at one time engineers thought the Hare Creek Bridge was in such bad shape it needed to be replaced completely. A full study found it was surprisingly sound, but did need a deck replacement to deal with the rail and deck cracking. Cervanka told Mattioli that he believes Hare Creek Bridge presents a hazard to local residents who commute from the city to the south. 3-wheel trikes have become popular in Fort Bragg among older people, but driving them across the bridge requires a death-defying trek in the traffic lanes. Hare Creek and several other bridges have moved off the priority list in favor of bridges in worse shape in other parts of the state. Mattioli plans to give me answers about several questions I have posed about this. We were going to talk last week, but that discussion has now been moved to late December. Before the high bridges were built in 2 waves along the Mendocino coast, driving California's entire coast was a nightmare of switchbacks down to low bridges. In the 1920s, the agency we now know as Caltrans began to modernize Highway 1 from Central California to Westport. Thanks to federal stimulus funds, thousands of people were employed building the Jack Peters Creek, Russian Gulch, and Jug Handle Creek bridges during the Great Depression. The tallest and most controversial on the bridge on the Mendocino coast is the 1944 Albion River Bridge, perhaps the last great highway bridge made of wood. Locals have successfully rebuffed Caltrans' efforts to replace it and put it on the National Register of Historic Places. Caltrans has reclassified it now as either a replace or renovate project, despite inspection reports that say the bridge has a limited lifespan and a cost of maintenance way beyond the long-term replacement costs. A crucial draft environmental plan for the Albion Bridge is due out in early 2024, Machado said. Traffic tie-ups will happen over the next 2 summers at the northern entrance to Mendocino, Jack Peters Creek. Bridge is so narrow, a woman was once blown over the edge on her bicycle by the wind of a passing car, but she survived. The Hare Creek, Russian Gulch, and tiny Little River Bridge are all too narrow and need deck work, rails replaced, or earthquake retrofits in the case of the last 2, but they're not on the schedule for that. The bridges from the 1930s not only outlasted the coast bridges built in the post-war era, but the oldest bridges will last for about another 70 years. Not true of the newer ones. Bridges across the Noyo and Ten Mile River had to be replaced already, and the Big River Bridge required two rounds of major renovations. Salmon Creek Bridge in Albion is now the worst. An inspection report about its conditions are shrill. The Casper Creek Bridge from 1966 and the Jug Handle Creek Bridge from the 1930s have no major need for repair, which is another new take by Caltrans. New technology in concrete repair has helped prolong bridges. At Salmon Creek, the activists' involvement helped reveal lead paint pollution below the bridge that has to be cleaned up first, another major project, and that one can't get started until 2030. Mattioli reported that the Pudding Creek Bridge was on time and within budget, and nobody had been injured on the project. The state agency presented artistic wrought iron rails, the same kind they once fought against, now decorated. On the Pudding Creek Bridge was 74 galvanized steel salmon on each side of the bridge and topped by Art Deco-style designs. It's a new look for Caltrans, and they hope their good fortune with Pudding Creek will carry forward. For KZYX News, I'm Frank Hartzell. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.